Welcome to the Nakagawa Art Museum here in Manazuru. This artist is dedicated to Nakagawa Kazumasa. His works of art, his inspiration, and his life as an artist. Nakagawa Kazumasa was born in Tokyo in 1893. As a young man, he published works of poetry and prose in newspapers and magazines. He had a talent for literature, but became fascinated by the paintings of Vincent van Gogh and Paul Cézanne, which he discovered while reading Japanese literary magazines. He soon started painting. His first work was a sakagura, which is a storehouse for sake, and was painted in 1914. It was accepted into the Tatsumi Gakkai exhibition and became his lead into success as a painter. As the years went on and he created more and more works, he became recognized as an accomplished artist from Japan. In 1915, he joined an artist association, and encouraged by others, he studied Western art, influenced by the Japanese way of life. He would later build a studio in Manazuru in 1949. He spent 20 years here painting landscapes of the fishing village of Fukuura at the bottom of the peninsula. He also painted landscapes of the Seto Inland Sea, Sakurajima in Kagoshima, and landscapes in Nagasaki, France, and Spain. In his later years, he would change his subject to the mountains of Hakone and would paint very famous mountains there. One of his most famous paintings was done when he was 90 years old. In 1975, he received the Order of Culture Award for his contributions to the Japanese art world. He spent most of his final years in his studio here in Manazuru, creating still life paintings of roses and sunflowers. In his lifetime, Nakagawa tried many different art forms to express himself and try to capture the beauty of the world around him. He did most of it in oil paintings, but he's also well known for his calligraphy and ceramics. He has a distinct, original style to his paintings, daring brushwork and vivid color contrasts, grand pictures of a large scale. These attributes of his work were established by adopting this deep spirit of the Oriental art and by believing in his own subjective representation of the world behind him. Enjoy the museum, enjoy his art, and hopefully the world becomes a bit more beautiful for your time here.